You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I am Matt Fidler. This last weekend, Sunday, November 17th, PG&E decided to make an announcement that said, quote, Emergency Operations Center continues to monitor a strong offshore wind event expected to begin early Wednesday morning, November 20th, and last through Thursday morning. To reduce the risk of wildfires in these conditions, PG&E may turn off power to approximately 250,000 customers in portions of 19 counties in the Sierra Foothills, North Valley, and North Bay, end quote. Of those 19 counties, Butte County is of course one of those. And of course, they aren't specific of whose power is likely to be cut off. A good guess would be places like Paradise, Magalia, Forest Ranch, and other more fire-prone areas. Because as we've all noticed, we have yet to get any real rain. It is dry out there, and combined with wind, as we know, are prime conditions for fire to spread if one ignites. I myself am suspect that PG&E turning off power makes the odds of starting a fire lower. It didn't prevent the Kincaid's fire, but it did cut off flows of information for those who might need it the most, those who live in fire-prone areas. When those folks don't have power, they are much less likely to receive crucial information. So this is my request. If you were put in danger or majorly inconvenienced by these power shutoffs, let PG&E know. Then they can weigh the pros and cons about doing this. You can do this by visiting pge.com and clicking on the Contact PG&E link at the top right of the website. Please include specifics about what you experienced and be polite and considerate. The folks answering these communications were and are not responsible for the fires or the power outages. They are just regular folks doing their job. If you are mean and aggressive in your communications, the content of your message will likely be ignored. That being said, prepare yourself for possible blackouts. Get batteries for your flashlights, eat your leftover food in the refrigerator, and get some dry ice for your freezer. Fill up your car with gas, and we're all going to get past this, and hopefully we're going to get some rain soon. I want to end on a positive note. Are you tired of hearing of how divided our country is? How there is a conservative America and a liberal America, and that we just don't get along or believe in the same things? Well, I reject that notion. I, for one, believe there's only Dolly's America. Yes, Dolly Parton. Seriously, she's like the modern-day Bob Marley, uniting a tumultuous world with her music and message. And there is an awesome podcast out by Jad Abumrad, you know, the guy who created Radiolab. It's called Dolly's America. If you're feeling low about the state of the world, check it out. She is such an amazing, uniting figure of all walks of life. If you just listen to it, I think you're going to feel a little bit better about the world and maybe yourself. For KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico, I'm Matt Fidler.